Book of Luke this morning, if you would. Amen. Tell you what, I went to, me and Sister Ruth went out to eat one night this week. Sat down at the table, and they had this, thumbing through the menu, they had a picture there of this item that they was offering, this food meal that they was offering. I mean, it looked amazing. It looked just, I mean, it looked great. It just, when once I saw that picture of that, I could, nothing else even inspired me. Nothing else. So, guess what? That's what I was ordering. That picture sold it to me right there. I mean, the name on it was like, oh, that's got to be good. That's got to be good. Had all the stuff on there, all the things in the name that I like, hot stuff, you know. Had all of that kind of stuff in there. Had, man, the picture was just like mouth-watering. Had to wipe my mouth a couple times just looking at the picture. It was so good. So I ordered it, and then the food came, and I got into it. And you know what? I was like, whoa. Man, I should have ate the picture. It was, it just, oh, man. It did not live up to the expectations. I can tell you that. It did not live up to the expectations. There's not very often do I leave something on the plate, but I did leave something on the plate that particular evening. I'm telling you, it was just heartbreaking. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That picture, look at that picture. Look at that picture. And then when you tasted it, it was like, ah. I thought maybe the first bite, maybe it was just to get started. But it didn't get any better. It really didn't. The whole thing was just kind of just, ah. And maybe it would, you know, if I hadn't seen the picture, maybe it would have tasted better. But that picture, it just made me just think, whoa. You ever have expectations like that? Talk to somebody else, and they'd went to a restaurant that they love, one of their favorite restaurants. They love to go there. They've been there a number of times, and they always have high expectations when they go there. And when they got there and they ordered their food and they got it and started eating, they were so disappointed. They said they didn't even eat it all, and they didn't even take a doggy bag, a to-go box for some of you more sophisticated folk. But they didn't even take anything home. They didn't even take it home with them. Because it didn't live up to the expectation. You ever know what I'm talking about? When you have this image in your mind, how it's supposed to be, and then it don't work out. Don't work out that way. It's like, oh, man. The disappointment is always greater when you have higher expectations. So sometimes what we do is we go in with very low expectations, right? But sometimes we have high expectations that we expect in life, and life sometimes just don't meet with our expectations. It don't. Sometimes when we start out with something, you know, we think, this is it. This is just what I've hoped for. This is just everything that I've dreamed. And then a short ways down the road, we're like, man, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be. And the disappointment is so great because it did not live up to expectations. When we think this is going to happen, when we think this is going to work out, when we think this is the way it's supposed to be, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's not that way, right? We think it's going to happen now in this time frame, and it don't happen there. We're disappointed. Expectations. Amen. You have expectations for your kids, right, for your children? Yeah, sometimes they don't live up to their expectations. And you tell them, I expect better out of you. I expect better out of you, right? Because they did not live up to your expectations. There's sometimes people let you down because you expect more from certain people. Sometimes, even in the church, it's even greater because we have greater expectations out of God's people than what we expect out of everybody else. Right? We expect the church to respond a little differently than we expect people of the world to respond. We expect to have higher expectations on people that are supposed to be Christian than we have on other people that's out of the world. And so sometimes our disappointment with the church is more and is greater because we have higher expectations. Let me just tell you, though, people in church are people. They are just people. Amen. So sometimes they are going to let you down. Sometimes they're not going to live up to expectations. Don't let your disappointment discourage you and make you doubt. Amen. God and God's people. All right? Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 24. Amen. We're going to begin reading. Amen. I'm going to read to you a number of verses, if you don't mind. Verse 13 is where I'd like to read. It starts by saying, "And behold, two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they walked together of all these And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted," notice those words, "but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. But aside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded in them and all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened us to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. Amen. Praise the Lord. And notice there is we trusted. We trusted. You know what they're saying is we had expectations. We had great expectations. We expected that this was going to be the one that was going to restore the kingdom of Israel. We expected that he was going to be one, that Jesus was going to be the one that was going to bring back, amen, our freedom and restore us to the nation of might and power and that place of prestige that we deserve and that is rightfully ours. They had some great expectations for Christ. They had great expectations. They expected that he was going to shake off the rule of the Roman authority and that he was going to restore them as a nation and as a country. Amen. That he was going to be their ruler and lead them. They had great expectations that no longer they would have to be under the bondage of the Roman government. They had great expectation that he would be the one that would lead them out of the oppression of the enemy, that they would not have to endure the hardship of slavery to this foreign power anymore, but now he would deliver them. He would set them up. He would restore them. That was their expectation. I don't know. You know what? When I read the scripture, I never read where Jesus told them that's what he was going to do. When I read the scripture, I never read that he told them, amen, that he was going to be the one that was going to restore the nation of Israel and that he was going to shake off the Roman authority. I don't ever read where he told that or claimed that that's what he was going to do. But these men, they had great expectations for Jesus Christ. Many times we have great expectations of what we expect Jesus to do. Many times we have great expectations of what we think that Jesus is going to do in our life. We think that he's going to help us be restored, that he's going to make us, that he's going to restore our marriage or restore our finances or restore something in our life, maybe even restore our health. We think we have great expectations that God's going to put everything back together again, just like it was. Just like it was. We have great expectations. We believe that, you know, Jesus, he's going to do it just the way that we want it done. And we've got it all laid out on how exactly that it's supposed to be. I mean, after all, we're talking about Jesus here, right? After all, we're talking about Jesus, Son of God. Man, he can do anything he wants. And he can. And he can. These men, they had great expectations. I mean, man, they had seen him do miracles. They had seen him, amen, do some mighty great deeds. And so their expectations were high that Jesus would be the one that would bring them out. Man, I know what you've seen. We've seen God do great things before. We've seen God provide some and do some mighty things in our life before. We've looked around and we've seen what God has done in other people's lives. We've seen the miracles that he's performed. We've seen how he's worked in other homes and how he's worked in other lives and how he's provided and healed and done miraculous things for other people. Our expectations are high. I mean, after all, we're talking about Jesus here, right? We're talking about Jesus, Son of God. I mean, man, we can set the bar high. We can set the bar high. These men, I want you to notice their disappointment as they will travel the road to Emmaus. And man, the Bible says that they were sad. I think they were. Their lip was dragging the ground. Their shoulders were slunched forward. They were down. They were discouraged. Their head was hanging down. They were mumbling, grumbling, stumbling. I mean, they were down. They were disappointed because their expectations had not been met. They thought Jesus was going to do something great, and now he's been crucified. They thought that Jesus was going to accomplish something mighty, and now he's been crucified. Amen. They were down and they were disappointed. And they had come to the conclusion that maybe that everything that they believed in was not true. Disappointment. I tell you, great expectations lead to great disappointment. Great disappointment when we have such high expectations, it leads to great disappointment. And I understand, you know, many times we tell when we're preaching and we got to be careful because many times we tell people, God will put your family back together. God will restore this. God will restore your life. God, and we people get the idea that God's going to put everything back together. And everything's going to come. But listen, you know what? Many times it don't happen that way. Many times it don't work out that way. And more often than not, because of the damage that was done in sin, amen, their life cannot be, all the pieces cannot be put back together again. It is kind of like the Humpty Dumpty mentality. Amen, that all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You know that story? Amen, but many times our life we have put it in so many pieces and we've destroyed it in so many ways, amen, that we cannot put it back together again. I've seen God do great things. I've seen God restore. I've seen God do it. I have seen God do it. But let me tell you what, sometimes our expectations are awfully high. Amen, we can get disappointed. Stay with me here tonight, this morning. Amen, because disappointment comes. Amen. One thing, for we get disappointed because it don't happen when we think it's supposed to happen. We think it's supposed to happen right now. Today, right now, Lord, I mean, by time I get up from this altar and get back to the pew, God, my phone ought to be ringing and everything ought to be put back together again. We think it's in a time frame that we have a great expectations that God is going to do it in our time frame, and right now. I've seen God do miraculous things, but listen, God don't always work on our time schedule. God don't always move before we get cast into a lion's den. God don't always move before we go into a fiery furnace. Joseph found out God don't always move before we're sold into slavery. Amen. But God has his own time frame. Hallelujah. We get disappointed in the timing of it. Amen. We get disappointed because not only is it not in our timing, amen, it's not the way that we thought it would happen. It's not the way, and we have great disappointment. These men were disappointed greatly. Amen. Notice that they had great doubt, because you know what? Disappointment makes us doubt God. We begin to doubt whether what we believe is even true. We begin to doubt whether is God even real? Is God even faithful to his word? Does God even love me? Does God even care about me? God must be a respecter of persons because he moved for somebody else and God doesn't move for me. And so God must not care about me. God must not care. No, that is not the case. Amen. But many times doubt follows great disappointment. And we begin to question God. And we begin to question whether God loves us, whether God cares for us. Well, let me put your mind at ease. God does love you. And God does care for you. And God does know all about your need. God has not forgotten about you. God is able. God is a God of power and might. And he does work. Hallelujah. But great disappointment many times brings great doubt in our life. And we begin to doubt God and question God and say that God is not real, or God, you cannot care about me. God, you must not even know where I'm at. Don't even know nothing about me, but God does care. God does care. Hallelujah. God does care. When you read this scripture, amen, find that Jesus came to these men. Jesus appeared to these men. Now think about it for a minute. In their great disappointment, because God had not met their expectations, in their time of great doubt, because they thought that God had failed them, but yet Jesus comes and he appears directly to these two men. In the midst of their doubt, Jesus shows up to remind them, amen, that I'm still God. Amen, that I've not forgotten about you. Amen, I know what's going on through your mind. I know what's going on through your mind and in your heart. I know what you're thinking. I know what your heart is feeling. I know what you're going through. Amen, I just want to remind you. Amen, and Jesus, he began to encourage them and speak to them and encourage them and lift them up with his words. Amen, they said, did not our heart burn within us? Did not our heart burn within us? In other words, wasn't there something of a fire begin to burn in our heart again? Were we encouraged by the words of Jesus Christ? Amen. In our time of doubt and disappointment, amen, I believe that Jesus likes to talk to us. Amen. Even in our time of doubt and disappointment, Jesus likes to come by and visit us and let you know, hey, I know what you're going through. I know what you're thinking. I know you think I forgot all about you, but I've not forgot about you. I'm here right now to talk to you and encourage you. Man, you came to church this morning. You were disappointed. You were full of doubt. Amen. Your expectations have been let down. Amen. But can I tell you? Amen. Jesus is here today. Amen. To let you know, I know what you're thinking. I know where you're at. Amen. I know all about you. Hallelujah. I know all about you. Amen. The thing that what God came to show them. Amen. God showed them the bigger picture. Right? Amen. He came and he showed them the bigger picture. Amen. Many times that's what we don't see is the big picture. Hallelujah. We've got our mind set on what we expect God to do. Amen. But many times we don't see that God sees the whole big picture. Amen. And sometimes we need to be like the servant of the man of God. We need to have our eyes open. Amen. That we can see the working of God. Amen. Because really, the picture that God sees is much bigger than what we're seeing right now. Amen. What we see is just limited and it's very minute compared to what God sees. And God sees something much bigger, much greater. Amen. For you and your life and your future than what you could ever imagine. Amen, the picture's big. Hallelujah. God's picture's big. God says, oh, you fools, you slow of heart. Amen, you saw something that was so small. Amen, but I want you to know that I'm working in something that's much bigger. Amen, you thought that I was going to set up a little bitty kingdom here on this earth. Amen, but I'm thinking something much more eternal. Amen, something much more glorious. Something much more magnificent. Amen, than just what you see right here. Amen, I'm going to do something greater than what you've ever imagined. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No, we don't see the big picture, church. You don't see the great big picture in your life. Amen. Because God wants to do something much greater. God's doing something much greater than what you ever imagined. Hallelujah. You say, but Brother David, it didn't happen when I wanted it to happen. Hallelujah. These men thought that Jesus was going to set up his kingdom. Amen. Right then. Amen. That was just the beginning of what God was getting ready to do. When Jesus went to the cross, amen, it was just the beginning. When Jesus gave his life on a cross to save men's souls, that was just the beginning of the kingdom of Christ. Amen. The kingdom of Christ was much bigger than just those handful of 12 men. Amen. Now it's countless upon countless of thousands of millions of billions of people. Amen. All part of the kingdom of Christ. Let me tell you, the picture of God is much bigger than what you're seeing today. Amen. What God wants to do in your life is much bigger. Amen. Than the little thing that you're hoping for God to do. Amen. God is doing something much greater. Amen. You may not see it today. Amen. But God will bring it about in your life. Amen. Something much more glorious than what you ever could imagine. Hallelujah. Amen. God will work something much more glorious. Much more glorious than what you could ever imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I don't want to settle for something that right here, amen, that meets my little expectations. Amen. But I want you to know, I believe that God will outlive your expectations. Amen. God will outlive your expectations. You may be, what you think is so, you've got him. Let me tell you what, don't limit God. Don't limit what God can do. Hallelujah. Was Joseph disappointed? Was Joseph disappointed because he got sold into slavery? I'm sure he was. Amen. But when he was sitting on the throne next to Pharaoh, amen, it was the salvation of his house. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. God meant it for good. God knew what he was doing. God saw much farther down the road than what you're seeing right now. Amen. God's seeing much farther down the road. Amen. He sees what's happening 5 years, 10 years, 15 and 20 years down the road. Amen. And that's where God sees the big picture that you never see. That you never see. Hallelujah. Don't limit God. Hallelujah. Three Hebrew children had to go through the fiery furnace. They had to go through the fiery furnace. But let me tell you what. Amen. When they came out of the fiery furnace, amen, let me tell you, it was much more glorious. Much more glorious. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the king testified, amen, truly, truly, these are men of God, and truly these serve the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what. You may say, you may have great expectations. You may feel disappointed and full of doubt. Amen. But look at the big picture. Because God's going to do something greater in your life than you'd ever imagined. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, what God could do in your life today. What God could do in